years in the making. Star Wars.
The Empire strikes back. The Star Wars saga continues.
The next chapter in the Star Wars saga, Return of the Jedi.
At last we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we will have revenge.
Accelerate to attack speed.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
What a strong X-Wing.
The last remnants of the Old Republic have been swept away.
Use the Force, Luke. Let go.
This will be a day long remembered. It has seen the end of Kenobi. It will soon see the end of the rebellion.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Welcome to a special edition of the Remnants of the Rebellion, a Star Wars podcast. This was a Star Wars show that Mark and Matt and I started last year, and we brought y'all a few episodes, and it was always intended as a mini-series of sorts, and we never finished it. We had, so as Matt, we actually recorded a 10th episode, and the audio didn't take.
Yeah.
So we decided to come back and do a special episode the week that Solo premieres in theaters. And we just got out of seeing it, and yes, we are literally in the car podcasting. Don't worry, we're doing it safely to bring you this special episode of Remnants. So your first reaction, Matt?
Just a lot of fun. Left on a good note. It was a little unpredictable for me, and entertaining, really entertaining.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it. Like, all those people that wanted to hate on The Last Jedi and said it was somber and all this, if you don't smile through this as a Star Wars fan, then you don't appreciate the trilogy, because this was a lot of fun to watch. I walked out of it just really... It's kind of an old swashbuckling thrill ride.
Yeah, you know, and it has kind of that campy Star Wars humor in there. That's kind of what I got from it, and it was good to have it in there. Something to remind you of, you know, what we came from.
And all the performances, people were worried about Alden, however you say his name, and Glover. Yeah. They did great, man. I mean... When you first start watching it, you kind of feel yourself looking to see if he's doing Harrison Ford. But I'd say 20 minutes in, you forget really quick.
I think this is similar to Hardy filling in for Mel Gibson's shoes. That's how I feel.
Good point.
He stepped up, did a really good job. You know, like you said, he signed on for 2 films.
It's been the rumor.
We see him again.
Yeah, because there's a surprising... We're going to stay spoiler-free. We're going to talk more spoilers about Solo on our regular podcast, the Rebel Radio podcast. But for this special episode of Remnants, we just want to give you a first reaction. And it is set up for a possible another one. There's a surprise cameo in there that sets up a second installment.
For sure.
And, you know, people might be upset with that cameo, but if you pay attention to what Lucasfilm has done the last few years, and especially if you watch Clone Wars and Rebels, that cameo is canon, people.
Yes, sir.
And I admit I knew about it going in. I didn't stay as spoiler-free on this. I knew about the cameo. For you, for the cameo, was it shocking to you?
It was shocking to me. I was expecting to see somebody else. And I think a lot of people were. But you know what? Like, just like The Dark Knight, it may not be the one we deserve, but it's the one we need.
but man, Einreich and Glover were great, man. Glover pulls Lando off tremendously. There's a nice... Lots of nice nods to the original trilogy in this. There's nods to the prequel trilogy in this.
Yes,
there's a mention of the bounty hunter Aura Singh and how what happens to her. You know, so there's some nods to the original trilogy in this, too. Woody Harrelson does a good job in his role as Beckett. Emilia Clarke, she's always fantastic in her role. And,
yes.
You know, I mean, how can you not fall in love with her?
Mm-hmm.
And Thandie Newton as Val, she does a great job with her role. I don't know what else to say about Solo, except if you were down and out about Last Jedi, you're one of those people that hated it. You know, as you listen to Rebel Radio Podcast, you know, Matt and I love The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
You'll like Solo, man. Go see it. It's really worth seeing. What do you think it is about Han that makes him the perfect character to do with the spinoff films on the Star Wars stories?
I think, you know, people, I think we spent a lot of time in the prequels focusing on lightsabers and not enough of other things. And Han is just a character that can go in a lot of different directions. And he's a very quotable character, and he's got a coolness and calmness about him that just makes the, you know, the movies that he's in just really fun.
And then, yeah, that's a good point. We've seen a lot of Skywalkers and lightsabers, and we didn't get enough of what Han is about. And there's some people I would think that said, well, do we really need to know where Han came from? Isn't the mystery okay? But really, if you watch this movie, I think it gives you just enough without giving you too much.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And there's some great, truly great Star Wars moments in this. The first time he meets Chewie is a great moment. The first time they board the Falcon together is a great moment. And these are things, like we said, we're staying pretty much spoiler-free. I don't think these things are spoilers. This is nothing you don't know is happening in the movie.
Yeah.
You
know who he's going to meet. If you've seen a trailer, you know who's in it. But yeah, man, just a breath of fresh air from the last two films. It kind of ended on a low note, maybe a little sad note. This one definitely lifts you up.
Now, there's a rumor today, or word is that the Hollywood Reporter is reporting that James Mangold, who directed Logan, is in talks to direct a Boba Fett film. Do you think, after watching Solo and walking out, the idea of seeing more of the Star Wars underworld and the smugglers, it's kind of appealing to me. And I know a lot of people say, do we need a Boba Fett movie? But, you know, if you stay in this direction with bounty hunters and smugglers, and I would love to see a crossover, maybe having the same era, and maybe have Han appear in the Boba Fett movie.
That would be cool.
And I do think James Mangold would be, after watching Logan, I think he'd be a great choice as director.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, Logan was, you could argue that was the best film that year for some people. Definitely a really good director, what he did with Logan. You know, I walked out of that film, you know, really entertained. So him directing a Boba Fett film, if it's confirmed, I'm for it.
So Solo is definitely worth seeing. And where do you think, now we have to wait 15 months or almost, no more than that, I think, almost 18 months till the next Star Wars film, till Episode 9 comes out, because it doesn't come out till December 2019. But at the same time, we got two wonderful Star Wars films 6 months apart from each other.
That's true. I mean, man, it's going to be a long wait till we get more Star Wars. I hope that they kind of go the route with Black Panther and release this one early. I feel like, yeah, I'd really enjoy watching this again pretty soon.
Let's talk about the humor in it. You know, there's a lot made about the directors, about Phil Lord and Christopher Millen being taken off the project and Ron Howard coming in. And I could see some of their humor stayed in the film, but it works. This was probably the funniest Star Wars film, but it's not funny as in, like, annoying. It goes with the feel and the attitude of the movie.
For sure. I mean, it's not forced or pushed. It feels Star Wars to me.
And I'm trying other thoughts. Man, we're doing this special episode on the fly.
Again.
Seeing the Falcon again and seeing more of the Falcon. And it starts off clean and crisp and everything. And people saw it from the trailers. But the Falcon gets to shine in this movie. Let's just say the Kessel Run is everything you were hoping it would be.
Yes. And some answers that you wanted questions about, I think some of them were answered.
And I think we saw it at AMC, and we were given replica dice from the Falcon.
Yes.
And I think the dice is a nice tie-in, especially to The Last Jedi. That's a nice, so they tied the films together like that. They also, there are ties to this into Rogue One. The planet Scarif is mentioned.
Yes.
I don't think that's a major spoiler, it's just it's mentioned in passing.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see this. The Star Wars universe is so great, and that's why we started the Star Wars podcast a year ago, and we wanted to bring you the season finale, first season, and we may be bringing it back more, but we wanted to do a special episode, and we figured Solo was the right time to do it. And it's nice to just see, I honestly, and I know you agree, Matt, I could have a movie in this universe every month. I'd be okay with it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I'd find time to go to the theater.
And so we did a special thing for this. We, back on our old Rebel Radio, back when it was an internet radio show, we a couple times did a thing, Tales from the Cantina, where we had some mysterious characters tell tales.
Yes.
From the Mos Eisley Cantina. So we have brought back a special edition of Tales from the Cantina, where three bounty hunters tell their story of how they almost got Han Solo. So here, and enjoy this little cool segment, Tales from the Cantina.
How are you guys doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Back at the bar. Guess you haven't done crap as far as collecting bounties. How about you, Smiles? Yeah, sounds like this guy can unleash the force, if you know what I mean.
Oh, somebody's a little bucked up.
Nah. Yeah, your voice box looks like it got shattered out by a disruptor pistol.
Yes, it's been a little off.
Yeah, you should get that looked at. Maybe drink some blue milk and gargle it.
Well, things have been a little rough on the bounty hunter side of things.
Yeah, I hear Han Solo was here the other day, but vanished before anyone could get a lead. He's been pretty hard to catch.
Oh, don't even get me started on him.
Him and his Captain Falcon or whatever. Millennial Falcon. Some kind of ship that can make some fast parsec run or something, I don't know. I don't pay attention to those briefings.
Oh, it's a souped-up YT-1300F. I've been looking for that thing.
Sounds like you could maybe find one at a Tashi station. I don't know. I don't deal with mechanics. Just deal with blasters. And sometimes get close to my mark. You ever caught Solo?
Almost. I had a trace on him on Tatooine, so I snuck aboard what looked like his ship, but it did not work out for me.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, so I get up on board, and then I hide away. And then the next thing I know, I'm on Cloud City.
Cloud City?
Yes, Cloud City. And then a guy named Lando, like, tells me I owe him money for a free ride to Cloud City. I did not want to go to Cloud City.
Did you give him an answer with your blaster?
Unfortunately, no. Too many guards around me.
How many?
Oh, I don't know, but it was more than I could handle. And then he tells me I had to work it off.
What'd you do? Were you like a moisture farmer for him or something?
No, I had to mop the floors. They had robots for that, but he made me do it.
Sounds pretty soapy.
It was not a fun job. All kinds of strange creatures come on the place.
Sounds fun. How'd you end up here? You got off that ship?
Well, finally. But you know what? While I was on there, I saw a Solo.
Nah, you didn't see Solo.
No, I did. And then I saw that, don't even get me started. That Boba Fett. I hate the Boba Fett.
Boba Fett?
He keeps stealing my bounties. I almost had Solo. I grabbed my stuff and I figured I could pay off the rest of my debt by grabbing Solo and turning him in. But then, all of a sudden, I was arrested by Imperial Stormtroopers for no reason.
Weird.
And then I was in holding for like days and days and days.
So maybe the Stormtroopers, they want Solo for some reason.
I don't know, but when I got out, everybody was gone. So I figured I no old debt no more. So I get out of there too, and I wind up back over here.
Nice. Well, you see Boba Fett, you didn't see me.
But if I ever catch that Boba Fett for what he did to me, I'm going to throw him into a Sarlacc pit.
Well, you know what? I may have a story that may make you feel better. I told on Boba Fett one time, so I get a call. We all meet up. It's the big man, the Dark Lord himself. Darth Vader.
Oh, Vader!
Saw.
Very scary.
Oh, yeah. So I team up with IG-88 after he tells us to go find Solo. And so we think that we find a ship that kind of looks like his.
Yeah, those are very tricky.
It looked like a dish or something, some kind of plate-looking ship. And so it crash lands, and we get on this some junkyard planet, Ord Mandel. And so we're on there, we're poking around, a bunch of scrap over there, and with IG-88, you know, that guy looks like a bunch of power converters pieced together himself. Don't tell him I said that. So we're sifting through the junkyard heaps, and we see this guy, gun that kind of looks like Han's.
Oh.
Turns out it's some cowboy named Dash Rendar.
Oh, Dash!
Well, he just blows us the hell up.
That's a crazy guy right there.
Yeah, so he gets IG-88, and I run off. He catches up to me. He's looking for Han, too. Apparently, Someone got him. I don't know. It's the rumor. And so I told him Bubba Fett had him. And I point him in the
damn
direction
Bubba Fett. Of Bubba Fett. Don't get me started again.
So he takes off after Bubba Fett. So for all I know, Bubba Fett could be Bantha Poodoo. That's the worst kind of poodoo you can be.
Why are you so quiet over there?
He's freaking quiet. He hasn't said anything. This guy doesn't look like he could catch a cold.
I sit here and I listen to you whine and cry about how you almost caught your bounties. You have no idea what it is to be a bounty hunter.
Well, as of late, I don't. I haven't caught but shit.
You didn't finish your story. So did Boba Fett get a solo?
I don't know.
Or do I need to keep looking?
Rumor is maybe he got him, maybe he didn't. I don't know. I just pointed Dash in the direction of Bubba Fett. Maybe Dash got fried. Maybe Bubba Fett got his mark. He went in the direction of Han. Said he went close to Cloud City. So it makes sense. This guy saw Han at Cloud City.
Yes, yes, he was there. Definitely was him.
Bubba Fett went to Cloud City. Who knows?
There were stormtroopers on Cloud City. Han's, and then there was nobody.
Han's in some trouble, looks like.
I came the closest. And you can't believe you've never heard of me. They call me The Dark.
Who?
The Dark.
Right after Han left Tatooine, when he met with Jabba the Hutt, Jabba immediately put out a bounty on him. Did you not know this, you fools?
I only know what my people tell me.
Jabba knew that Solo was never going to be able to repay him. Solo was a smuggler, a swindler, a piece of rebel scum trash. Even though rumor is he's not with the rebels yet, but people think he helps them behind lines.
Solo's only concerned about himself.
That will bring us no good.
Jabba sent out the bounty to only a select few. Myself, Boba Fett, and that annoying android IG-88. He told us to bring him back, and we would be rewarded handsomely. So I tracked Solo across Tatooine on my speeder bike, because Solo did not leave immediately. He went into this very city, Mos Eisley, to collect some supplies. I tracked him through the city and almost had him in the corner of the cantina, sitting right over there.
Where?
Right over there.
Oh, over there. Okay,
pay attention,
yeah.
You, over there.
Pay
over
attention, there. You Bantha Poodoo. As I approach Solo in the corner, I pull my blaster. But he saw me coming. I don't know how. And then he fired at me, got me in my shoulder, and he jumped out and got onto a speeder to head back to the Falcon. But I was right behind him the entire time on my speeder, chasing him through the deserts of Tatooine. And just as I got close, I was fixing to blast him when he jumped off and he ran onto the Falcon. I was running after him. I shot him. I'm pretty sure I hit him in the leg. But I forget about that damn Wookiee. The Wookiee comes out of nowhere and he knocks me off my speeder. I thought I was a goner. But then I shot the Wookiee, hitting him in the side too. So I know I wounded him and Solo. But they boarded their Falcon. But just as they got away, I was able to put a tracking device on the Falcon. So I got on board my ship, and I followed him. He didn't go to Cloud City, you nitwits. He went back to his hometown of Corellia. I arrived on Corellia. I found the Falcon in a docking bay, but Han was nowhere around. So I started talking to the locals, but no one would talk. They were all like, we're not telling you where Solo is. The man's a legend around that city and that world. They love the guy. I don't know why. He smuggles things. Do you realize how bad a smuggler is? And they want to call us bounty hunter scum. Smuggler lie, cheat, and kill their way to rewards. They have no honor, especially Solo. So as I tracked him around Corellia, I knew I was getting nowhere. So I decided to just wait until he had to leave eventually, right? I was on Corellia for almost 6 months before finally he decides to get, he shows up in his Falcon and gets ready to start boarding it. I don't know where he's going at this point. Neither do I care. So I wait for him to board the Falcon and I follow him in my ship. because my ship's not powerful enough to take the Falcon Horn in space. I'm no fool. That's why I need this mission, so I can upgrade my ship, so we can take on guys like Boba Fett, who always calls us bounty hunters. Torment and grief, like this fool over here.
Who are you calling a fool?
You. Accept it. You're a fool. You can't, if you let Boba Fett irritate you that much. Be a bounty hunter, damn it. Don't be scared.
I don't want to talk to you.
This guy's all talk.
He never shuts up.
So, I tracked him back to Tatooine. Back to this very cantina. I sat in the corner as I watched him. Over there. When our fellow bounty hunter Greedo shows up. Greedo is a good man if you knew him. I watched Han maliciously murder him by shooting him in the face. This really made me mad. I was not going to let Solo leave Tatooine without escaping. My wrath. But then, a boy and an old man show up, and Han decides to help them. And I'm like, oh, more people in my way. At this point, the Dark is getting furious.
I think at this point he's just scared. Oh, sorry, my box is messed up. Let me adjust it.
So I track Han back to Docking Bay 94. Where, who is it? Jabba is there.
Jabba.
Threatening Han, and who do I see there again? Boba Fett with Jabba the Hutt.
I do not like Jabba the Hutt.
Damn box keeps messing up.
What is wrong with you?
My boy, box, my boy, box.
You know, they make pills for that.
So I track him. But then the stormtroopers and the Empire show up. I don't know why. Turned out later I talked to a stormtrooper. They were after this Luke Skywalker or something. And Obi-Wan Kenobi. They weren't even really after Solo. But Solo managed to escape with his Millennium Falcon. If Jabba and Boba Fett had not been there, and this old man with his laser sword, I would have had Han that day. I would have had him captured at Docking Bay 94. And I would have brought him in, damn it. But the Dark will succeed. Last I've heard, Han has finally joined the Rebellion. And I've heard they're headed out on Hoth. I'm thinking about heading there, but I don't like the cold. Would you like guys like to come with me? We could split it three ways. Jabba will pay us handsomely.
Sure, I would love to be on a team.
This is getting very awkward.
I think we should leave this robot behind.
Yes.
No, guys, let me be part of your bounty hunter squad.
I feel like I should maybe wear an extra pair of pants whenever this guy's around.
Here's what I have to say. We split it 50-50.
I hope you like the taste of Disruptor.
So what do you have to say? You like to join me in our quest for Solo and take out the legendary smuggler once and for all?
Let's go there and do it.
Alright. We will find this rebel scum once and for all. The Dark. And whatever your name is, we will take out Solo.
Marcellus. Draco Marcellus.
Draco Marcellus. Glad to be on your team.
So we hope you enjoy that, Tales from the Cantina, yes. Straight from Mos Eisley itself. And we hope you enjoy listening to this special episode. Kind of a shorter episode, but we hope you enjoyed it. Of bringing back Remnants of the Rebellion. And we maybe bring you more. We're going to wait and see. But you can find Remnants of the Rebellion, of course, on TrustMeMyJedi.com. And if you listen to this channel, you know our regular podcast, the Rebel Radio Podcast, which is at TheRebelRadioPodcast.com. And we're going to be bringing you a live show from Comicpalooza this weekend. And we're going to be talking more Han Solo on the Rebel Radio Podcast, I think, after we have a chance to digest what we just watched a little bit more.
Yes.
But again, go see Solo in theaters. It's a lot of fun. Worth seeing for sure. Anybody that had their doubts about the direction Lucasfilm was going, this is a fun, fun movie.
Yes. I mean, you're not going to be disappointed. Give it a shot and spend the money. It's going to be worth it.
So, yeah, go enjoy it. This has been a special edition episode of Remnants of the Rebellion Star Wars Podcast. And this has been Mark.
This has been Matt.
And thank you, as always, for listening. And may the Force be with you.